For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. While mowing the yard last week, I happened to look down and catch a glimpse of something that gave me a reason to cut my mowing short. I wasn't altogether excited to mow the yard last week, so I admit I was looking for excuses to stop early. As I was taking my third or fourth pass up the driveway, I caught movement out of the corner of my eye. I thought I'd seen a small cotton ball bobbing in the tall grass. I took a closer look and I realized it was a baby bird. Sure enough, it was a baby bird in a small, hollowed-out ground nest. The bird was a little white fluff ball, and the only thing I could identify of it was its mouth when it pointed it to the sky and opened up, hoping for a tasty morsel to get poked into it. Under the baby bird were two more eggs, which hadn't hatched yet. I didn't want to disturb the nest, so I got back on the mower and turned around. I figured that was a good enough excuse to leave that section of the yard alone. I spent the rest of the day mowing closer to the house, but every once in a while I looked back toward where I'd found the nest to see if Mama would come back. She kept her distance for a little while, but it wasn't long before she was back to take care of her hungry little mouth. The parents were horned larks, so I assumed that's what the little white fluff ball was, too. And later in the day, when I went back for another look, the second of the three eggs had hatched, too. Again, I didn't want to linger too long because I'm sure Mama Horned Lark was anxious to get back to her babies. So I stepped quickly away from the nest, and one of the parents flittered back almost immediately. I planned to keep an eye on the nest for the next few days to see how long it takes before these little birds are self-sufficient. Being ground nesters, I bet it won't be long. I just hope it's long enough to let me stay off the mower for another week or two. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.